Hello, my name is Parker Kane, interviewing my grandmother,
Carol Ackley.
Let's get started. Can you tell me a little about yourself?
I am 62 years old. I was born in 1956. And I am divorced. I have two children. My son passed away, but I have a daughter, Jen, and two wonderful grandsons, Parker and Jack. And I live in Mount Holly, New Jersey. I'm an AP specialist, and I work part-time at an art gallery in Mount Holly.
Nice. What place makes you the happiest?
That's a tough question. Sometimes that my happy place is watching a good movie, so sitting on my couch, and other happy places are anywhere where there's turquoise water.
So the beach.
The beach, the Keys.
Okay. What was your first job?
My first job, I was a clerk. So I stuffed envelopes and I applied labels. And I made $1.86 an hour.
How old?
I was 15 and a half.
What is something about yourself that others might not know?
I guess some people don't know that I used to teach dance part-time.
What kind of dance? Like?
Jitterbug, foxtrot, ballroom dancing, like waltz and foxtrot, Latin dances, cha-cha, salsa, and my favorite, of course, was jitterbug or swing.
Nice. Do you have a nickname? Like back then
when,
or right now?
When I was in school, my nickname was Legs, because I had very long, skinny legs. And then my brother gave me a nickname, Kiki. I have no idea why.
What is your favorite achievement that you have accomplished so far?
My favorite achievement. Well, I think I was Volunteer of the Year a few years ago for One Simple Wish, which I think was a huge achievement. And I guess that would be it.
What is One Simple Wish?
One Simple Wish is an organization in Trenton, New Jersey. And they help children in need, provide them with clothing, toys, kind of, in a sense, grant some of their wishes that they have, and just to help them through difficult times.
That's nice. What is one of your funniest moments in your life?
Funniest moments.
Next question.
I'm gonna have to come back to that one, I think. I have to think about that one.
Do you have a passion that you like to do right now or like back then?
Well, years ago when I learned how to dance, and then I taught dance. I was very passionate about dancing. But I'm passionate about I try to just, whatever I'm doing, I just try to do a good job. I don't know.
Did you like going to school back then? Like high school or college?
I really liked 7th and 8th grades the best. But when I got to high school, because I decided I needed to work part-time in order to get my first car, I wasn't after school for any of the programs. So I got picked up after school and was taken to work. So I think I wasn't crazy about high school. I got through it, but I didn't really belong to any cliques, as we called them back then.
Were you a good student, like A's, B's?
In high school, I was probably more like a B student.
Mm-hmm.
And in lower grades, I was B's and I had a few C's. But I tried.
Yeah. Can you give me a favorite and least favorite trait about yourself?
A favorite trait about myself. So I guess a favorite trait about myself is that I try to help others. I have patience. And the least favorite thing is that I pretty much keep to myself. And I'm not putting myself out there.
Okay. Can you share some important lessons that you learned in life so far? Like one or two?
I think one lesson is, you know, your family needs to come first. Because at the end of the day, that's who's going to be there for you. And to enjoy life, stop and smell the roses, as we used to say, and try not to sweat the small stuff, because it's just not that important.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Listen. Sometimes you have to, you want to be heard, but you also need to listen to what the other person is saying. There's always two sides of the story. Be honest. It's easy to tell the truth. It's hard to lie about things and keep your story straight. Be patient. Try to treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yep.
And make sure the people that are close to you know how you feel about them.
What are your favorite family holidays?
My favorite holiday is Christmas.
Why Christmas?
I guess as a kid, it was always a time for everybody, family and friends, to get together. And I used to have a piano. So we'd sit around the piano singing Christmas carols. And my mom made cans and cans of cookies. And everybody just came together and you felt really good inside.
If you could go back and relive your teenager years, would you?
Knowing what I know now?
why or why
no,
not?
No, I think I enjoyed being a teenager. During that time, my mom and my stepdad, Warren, and those were good years.
Mm.
And I think I would go back and relive them without any regrets.
Okay. Was there that one teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up early?
In sixth grade, Mr. Fry was my teacher.
What class? And,
well, back then it was one class. He taught you all your subjects. Mm. You didn't, you know, move to different rooms or anything. So you stayed in one classroom. But he was the first man teacher our school ever employed. But he was very creative. He would really get into if we were celebrating something, we would decorate the room a certain way. When we were learning something about Shakespeare or something like that, we had a feast and we all brought food in, our moms came in, and he just went all out to make us really enjoy the classes. So I remember him, and I remember Mrs. Bonzella, who was she actually was the gym teacher in 7th and 8th grade, so I just really liked her.
Where did you grow up? Like, did you move around a lot, or just stay
in one place? I grew up in Princeton Junction, and I lived on the same street for about 20 years.
Mm.
And then after that, I kind of jumped around a little bit. I lived here for a few years, another place, and then I went somewhere else for a year here, and now I've been in Mount Holly for about 15 years.
Out of all those spots, what do you think was your favorite?
I think my favorite was actually when I lived with your mom and dad for 1 year in New Hope when you were just a baby.
Okay. As a kid, what like job did you want to have when you grew up? Like your favorite job you imagined?
I think when I was a kid, I probably thought of being a teacher.
Why teacher? Just
I don't know why. Maybe I liked my teachers.
Like kids?
I liked kids.
Mm. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Well, hopefully they remember me as a giving person, a patient person, and a person with understanding, and a strong person.
What was one of your funniest moments in your life?
The funniest moment, it might have been the time when your mom was just a baby and she started laughing for the first time, And I remember being in the kitchen, and she was in her seat in the living room, and she just started laughing, and it was hysterical.
Tell me about one of the most important people, person in your life.
Well, I think my daughter is the most important person in my life.
Why? Just because?
Because she's my daughter, and because she's a part of me. She's a part of her father, and together she has a lot of wonderful qualities, and I learn things from her, and hopefully she learns things from me. And she's just a very important person to me.
This is just a random question, but do you know where our ancestors were born?
Probably in England and Ireland.
And you're Irish, right?
I'm Irish. My father's Irish. My mom was English. I consider myself Irish.
Yeah. Do you have like any favorite sports you liked to play when you were younger or right now?
Well, when I was younger, I liked playing badminton. And as I got older, I played volleyball, which I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I danced. And that's probably it. I'm not a big sports person.
Was volleyball just, you liked it, or were you on a school team, or?
No, this was when gym? I was older. No, I wasn't in school. I was an adult, and then once a week, people came to a place, and we just had volleyball.
Hmm. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have my brother Joe. Unfortunately, he passed away last year, and I have a sister. My brother lived in Florida, and my sister, she lives in South Carolina.
So, were they older than you or younger? Or?
My brother was the oldest, my sister, and then I was the youngest.
How are, like, what was their jobs like?
My brother was a carpenter and in construction. And my sister, she worked at a car ship dealership in the office. She was in accounts payable.
How much longer do you plan to work?
That's a great question. I have worked over 40 years, and I am ready to retire. So hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years, I will be in a position to retire.
You're going to take like a big vacation when you do retire, just relax?
I would love to take a vacation because I haven't had one in a few years. But I will just be happy not getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And being able to take care of the house and just not have to work will be nice, to just do what I want to do.
Do you think you're gonna get bored, or you know what I mean?
Well, that's a good question. So a lot of people like to have keep part-time jobs to be active, and it's something I will have to consider, but I think when I retire, I'm just going to take some time off and enjoy it and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. Now, what do you do with that? You upload it and the teacher